A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Hayden, I'm joined once again by Cassandra Page.
Yes he is!
And also, Mia Moore!
Hey guys.
Hello. filmmaker, screenwriter, ex-podcaster, but I guess you're podcasting now, so current podcaster.
Yeah, comedian, model, future president, all of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got a Indiegogo
president of the
currently.
Mia Moore fan club.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm the president.
currently crowdfunding. What's the word?
Crowdfunding. Yeah.
A movie again. It's on Indiegogo. The link is in our show notes. That'll be the first one. Donate some money. Get the movie made. Because you haven't got much time. It's nearly done.
It's my first feature, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. What's it about? Just a quick bio.
Again.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. Again, it's the story of Agatha. She's a woman who is trapped in like a Groundhog's Day-style time loop, reliving the same day for 10 years. And the story picks up immediately after she breaks out of it and has to like return to the real world again and like
live
up to the consequences of her actions. Yeah. So she just spent 10 years living in a 30-foot long trailer with one other person. And now suddenly that other person is like a person again and has thoughts and opinions that she has to care about. And she's like learning how to be a human being again.
That's a really interesting
idea.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Donate to this Indiegogo campaign because I want to see this movie.
Yeah, it sounds sick.
Yeah, and it's written and co-directed by me and another trans woman, and it stars two trans women, and like it's just not, I've never seen anything like this in the world, and so I want to put it into the world. So help us get that made. I'm very excited.
Well, yeah, make sure dig deep, give money, because you haven't got much time. The Indiegogo's nearly done. So do
it. It ends April 3rd, I think.
Cool. And today, we're talking about air conditioning. If you could change the property of a room with a machine, like an air conditioner makes it cold, what would you change? Because I think it'd be fun to have a machine that just makes it awkward in there.
Mm-hmm. You know,
just really makes it like, you know, that palpable awkwardness that you can almost feel like your whole body is like covered in it. I think that would be a fun little machine to have. I don't think it would sell very well.
But would it work like an air conditioner where you could turn it up or down?
Yeah, I think
so.
So like if you walk
like
into
if
a
you
room
want
the-
to have if you want to make a conversation more uncomfortable, like maybe you're conducting a job interview and you want to make sure the other person really feels like shit, you can like turn on the awkward, you know.
But then you're also feeling awkward too. You're not immune to it.
Yeah, but in the same way that people, you know, I really love heat and more than a lot of other people, and other people prefer the cold.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to have their own awkward level comfort that they're comfy with.
That's true,
So, like, maybe we're going to get that thing. You know how they say that men run at a higher temperature, so they prefer lower air conditioning temperatures. So a lot of office spaces, you just find women, like, shrouded in cardigans.
In the cardigans,
And having, like, their work socks and stuff because the air conditioning sexist. Maybe we're going to find, like, weird other divides. Mm. And you know how, like, redhead people get more sunburnt.
Yeah.
Like maybe we're going to find that there's certain.
Yeah, people with green eyes just can be awkward for days. They don't care at all. Yeah. I love that. Right. Yeah, because you could try and maybe also, like, you could turn down the awkwardness maybe. You know, I'm going to have a first date. You blast it in the bars.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Blast it in the bars.
That's where the money is.
See, I may just be thinking about this because we're on a Zoom call right now, but, like, what about a machine that created, like, Skype lag IRL?
Yeah. Just a lot of, oh, no, you go. Oh, no, you go. What? What'd you say? Oh, no, you go.
Do we think these could maybe be the same machine?
I think that's the same machine, yeah.
Having the lag could be good.
This could really, who would ever buy this?
Yeah.
But you know how sometimes.
It's like, who wants to see somebody else buffer and then a fucking spinning wheel shows up in your peripherals, you know?
That is very funny. I think that would, but imagine the get out of jail free card you'd get if you just wanted to go home. You'd be like, oh, it's, you know how if you're talking to someone.
Oh, it's too awkward in here. I got to go.
Yeah. Like, oh, sorry. I wasn't well. I think I got to go in where it's less awkward. Like, you know, I'm getting the awkward flushes. I've just been sick.
Yeah.
It'd be good to, you know how sometimes you walk into a room and whoever's sitting in there hasn't turned the light on and like, because they've clearly been in there for hours and their eyes have just, you know, they might have started off in the morning.
Yeah, and it's gotten darker or something.
Yeah. So, you know, you walk into a room, you're like, oh, do you want the light on? And they're like, oh my God, yes. And you turn the light on, they're like, oh, that's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, imagine walking into a room and be like, oh, it's gotten weird in here. The vibes are a bit off. Do you want me to,
do you want to turn down the awkward conditioner? Because it's fucked in here.
Yeah.
Well, no, just imagine like the one guy who really, really likes it though.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like
some
always
sicko.
Turning it. Like, you live in like an apartment with three roommates, you know, and one guy really likes the awkward machine to be on while he's watching anime.
Oh, yeah. Just like having it on.
Just like completely immune to it.
Just having it on to go to sleep.
Oh, the person who doesn't notice, like with like the TV frame blending thing, there's like one guy who never notices when it's on.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you care? I don't even notice that it's on.
I fear that I have not become a person that doesn't notice motion smoothing. Is that what it's called? Motion smoothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, like frame blending, true vision. There's a thousand names for it.
I used to notice it and it used to make me feel sick. But now I think my TV does it, and now I think I don't care. And I gotta tell you,
Hayden, I will come over and fix your TV for you. This is worth a flight for me to make sure that you're watching TV right.
It's a thing I don't think about, and so in a way, it's better because I'm happier.
Yeah,
I don't feel sick watching TV anymore because I don't care. I think join the other side. Team motion blending. Whatever.
Blend that motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if in the
I know it's the thing that you care most about in the entire world, Mia, but, you know, who cares? It's just movies and TV.
I do love going over to, like, when me and my friend Ian or me and my roommate maybe go over to a third party's house to watch a movie, and the movie starts in 3 seconds, and we're both, like, immediately, like, pause it. Just pause the fucking... I need to fix it. Like, hanging out with people who also notice it and know how to fix it, I'm like, thank God, these are my people.
Yeah.
I don't know. My TV is not modern enough to have it, so I don't know how to fix it for when it happens. Like, I've missed the cultural moment where we all learn.
It's just in settings.
Yeah.
You can work it out pretty easily. Go settings and then go, I don't know, picture, and it'll be motion.
And you've still not done it.
Oh.
You've still not done it.
Yeah, it's three buttons, sorry.
A machine that makes life smooth motion.
Oh, that would be nice.
Oh.
Mm. Or maybe it should be...
That'd be scary.
No,
I don't like that. If everything would like just look like too smooth, you know?
Or maybe we should have it the other way, where it's a machine that makes it... turns motion smoothing off of real
life. Like 24
frames. Makes it 24 frames a second, yeah.
Maybe it's the... So you know how your eyes sort of correct for stuff? And so when we're moving vision...
Yeah.
Where our eyes are doing lots of little movements a lot of the time, so we do actually have motion smoothing on the brain.
Yeah, well, because your vision, you've only got like a tiny, tiny circle of in your field of vision that's actually in focus and can look, but your brain just pieces it all together.
Right, well, that's the thing. That's the reason that we can tell the difference between 60 frames per second and 248 frames per second is because we're really seeing like 400. But yet my brain is like, no, 24 or 30. Those are the only right ones. Yeah. All the other ones are wrong for me.
Wait, we see 400? Is that how we...
No. I'm not sure how many that we see, but I saw like Avatar in like 120 FPS. Yeah. And I was like, oh, God.
Just feel sick.
This is too many.
Yeah.
Too much information.
Yeah, too many frames.
It's like when you look at a fluorescent light and you know that it's flickering, but it's flickering too quick to register. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
Just like you look at it like, it doesn't look like it's constant. But I can't see that it's not constant, and then you feel sick. It's good.
I mean, it feels a bit like a guy who just really is, like, I don't even know what I'm about to say. A guy who's just like, look directly into the sun, because there's so much information. There's so much light and information coming from the sun that you can't get from the earth.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then you look at it for half a second. You're like, oh, that hurt. And he's like, no, just let your eyes get adjusted.
Do you know
get used to it.
One of my favorite things is Hayden's trick about the sun.
That's a good one. I think we've talked about it on the show before, but I'll tell you about it anyway, because it's so, I was thinking about this the other day. It's such a great trick. You just, okay. I didn't make it up, okay. By the way. I'm not trying to take credit for it.
Hayden's sun trick.
It's just the sun trick. And it's the thing you do in primary school, and you go, or elementary school as you call it, and you go, whoa, what the fuck is wrong with the sun right now? And then people go, what? And they look at the sun because they have, you know, a huge wave of existential dread because they think the sun is exploding or something. And they look at the sun. And then they hurt their eyes, and then you go, ha, made you look at the sun, idiot. And it's so funny. Because you make them so anxious.
All of your friends from primary school wear glasses now, right? They all have like horrible seeing malfunctioning eyes.
It's good as well because they get such a obviously big wave of anxiety, but then there's so much relief. It's like, hey, there's nothing wrong with the sun. It's all good. You just got sore eyes now.
Like,
it's so beautiful.
Thank
like
you, Hayden, for reminding me how good I feel that the sun isn't exploding.
Exactly.
I now appreciate my life so much more.
I'm actually helping out the community by tricking people into looking into the sun.
Right.
I should start a little group, a little community group.
Did you look at the sun today? Every day you check in and say yes, once you can see your phone again.
Yeah. I remember reading about a scientist who, I don't know, discovered like sun, like the marks on the sun. And he was just like a rich guy who just invented this special telescope to look at the sun. And he just spent his entire life looking at the sun through this big telescope. And I got really jealous of his life because imagine just being independently wealthy or like from family wealthy, which is, I guess, is that independently wealthy? That's kind of the opposite. Anyway, whatever. Coming from like such a rich family that you can just build an observatory, put a big sunglass lens on a telescope and just spend your days looking at the sun and writing down what you see. That would be nice.
Did he do something so that he didn't go blind?
I mean...
Yeah, I imagine he had a special telescope. Like he would have had like some...
He wore sunglasses when he was looking.
Yeah, he wore sunglasses or had some tinting on the thing.
I will also say, imagine the amount of time that you guys spend podcasting, watching TV and films, maybe reading books, spending time with your friend, like family and friends. You could spend that time staring at the sun instead.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you could have this man's life without the money and the resources.
That's
you just
true.
Have to become dedicated to looking at the sun a lot instead of doing all these other things that you like to do.
It's such a big commitment, though.
You got to find a way to monetize it, though. Maybe I'll start a sun appreciation TikTok account and try and get some sponsors. You know?
I do love to imagine, like, the guy who's, like, kind of a James Cameron. Like, the way that James Cameron is about the ocean floor is that way about the sun. And he's just like, I'm going to make films that allow me to just stare at the sun all day.
I am going to be the first man to walk on the sun.
I think making a TikTok could be good because if any company has any sort
Smash
of moral...
Song.
They're what?
What'd you say?
Did Smash Mouth write a song about walking on the sun?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that is a Smash Mouth. Yeah, That's actually a great song.
It's really good. Smash Mouth are great.
Smash Mouth have the hits.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
a
no
Smash Mouth song. Of course it's a great song. They've never made a bad song.
Well, not that I've heard. I've only heard three. Walking on the Sun, All Star, and that other big one.
Yeah,
don't worry that I called it All Star.
Oh, so you haven't heard their one from The Grinch?
The what?
Which Grinch? The new Grinch or the old Grinch?
Yeah, the 2000. No, the 2000. The new one.
There's a new one, isn't
like
there?
They're going to put a Smash Mouth in a movie from 2018.
Yeah,
though?
I think Tyler, the Creator, did
the
soundtrack.
It was from the 2000 one.
Yeah, with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
What's the soundtrack?
It had
a
weirdly stacked out soundtrack. It was like Ben Folds 5, The Bare Naked Ladies, Smash Mouth, Busta Rhymes, like all these people singing about the Grinch. And then obviously the... like Where Are You Christmas song, you know?
Yeah, Cindy Lou Who.
Wait, is it actually in the movie or is it just a CD that came out with music?
I mean, it's a CD that came out, but I bet if you watch the movie, it's like some montage in the movie and you're like, oh God, that is Smash Mouth.
I feel like I've seen The Grinch a billion times and I can't remember any Smash Mouth.
There's no Smash Mouth in The Grinch. Like that was, Shrek was, we knew about Shrek because we watched The Grinch a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's physical comedy there. We were learning from the master. I like when he ties the antler to the dog's head.
It's a good move.
Yeah, really good
single
stuff.
Single antler.
Yeah.
Rhino style.
Cass, do you think that you're like adept at physical comedy? Because I've never seen you do it before, despite having learned so much from Jim Carrey. I didn't know that that was one of your passions.
I love physical comedy.
Go on, make us laugh with just your body. Go on. Do it now.
Do it.
Do some kind of mime.
Oh my God, she's doing it. She's doing a cartwheel and she's juggling with her feet. This is crazy. You guys can't see this, but...
That's a trick I learned from the Grinch.
The move she was actually doing is indescribable, but not funny. So
that was actually a Grinch study piece that I've been working on. So if you can't appreciate the form, don't ask about it.
Have you guys heard the story about how Jim Carrey had to get, you probably heard it, a CIA torture training?
Oh, yeah, for the Grinch suit.
Yeah. And one of these, like, because, yeah, it took like 8 hours for him to get all this makeup on, and it's all yak hair and itchy and irritating. And one of the things to get through was he would just smoke cigarettes. So he would just be in the chair getting yak fur stapled to him and just chain smoking durries. I don't know if it's stapled, but, you know, attached to him.
I do love that they made that documentary on Netflix that was like, here's like the documentary about him making that Andy Kaufman movie.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Like, I just love imagining him in all of his other roles being like, I can't break character ever on The Grinch. I can't ever not be the guy from Dumb and Dumber. I'm always that guy.
Well, didn't he chip his own tooth for the Dumb and Dumber?
What? I'm not sure.
Or maybe he had...
I'm guessing that he already had a chipped tooth and they, like, took the chip out.
Maybe that's
like
what
that.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
They can't know. You're not allowed to do that.
Maybe...
I mean, you are.
Shia Buff did
that.
It. Shia Buff like knocked out one of his teeth for Fury, a movie that we all remember, right, guys?
He can have a stop. I reckon he can stop.
He has. I think he's stopped. I haven't heard anything from Shia Buff in a while.
Yes, I think he has stopped.
Okay, that's good.
Peanut Butter Falcon's good though. What's that?
I don't know what that is. Is that about a car?
It's a movie.
Is it about a car?
No. It's about an unlikely friendship, but it's great.
It sounds
beautiful.
Like a Taika movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like the movie?
Is this... What? I haven't seen that movie.
What? What's happening? Someone turned the organ machine on. I don't know what's going on. What are we talking about now? I've lost track.
I don't know. Is this episode about air conditioning?
Yeah. Do you want to hear some facts about air conditioning?
I'm living... For the first time, I moved to Los Angeles 5.5 fucking years ago. And for the first time since I moved here, I'm living in an apartment with like internal AC.
Oh my
God. Like an apartment designed to have air conditioning in it and heat in it instead of just like a bad unit on a window. And man, that shit's crazy. I feel like I live at the YMCA. This is awesome.
It's life changing, right?
Yeah. It's so good.
Air conditioning.
It doesn't matter what the day's doing. You can have your own day. You can just enjoy whatever. If it's
I'll go outside and be like, this is what it feels like outside. Like, my apartment is tepid and normal.
Yeah, if it's a hot day, you don't have to know.
Yeah. Air conditioning must be in, like, the top 5 inventions of all time, right? Like, the wheel is probably up there, printing press, the internet, air conditioning.
Computer.
Yeah, the pocket
computer.
Pussy.
Computer is number 5.
Computer.
Penicillin.
Yeah, pocket pussy number
penicillin,
6.
Penicillin is a discovery, I would argue.
Oh, yeah. Penicillin was already doing that. Hayden's right.
It was, though. In ancient Egypt, they would eat moldy bread to cure stuff.
Were pocket pussies, or did those have to be invented? Those were invented. Or did those occur naturally in nature?
Wait, yeah. What?
A fleshlight? Did those occur naturally in nature, or did we invent those?
Yeah, the pocket pussy, we discovered that. We didn't invent.
Yeah.
We just synthesized pocket pussy.
Yeah, cavemen used to have sex with snake holes in the ground. Anyway.
Right.
And discarded fish.
Or like those fucking, it seems like that would be, something in the ocean that you could like.
Yeah, a sea cucumber.
Yeah, oh my God, a sea cucumber.
Yeah. Okay, here's some air conditioning facts. I don't want to step on your toes because Cass, you're doing history.
I am.
You do history first, so I don't step on your toes because most of mine.
Oh my God! You guys have like you guys both know something that I don't know. This is so stressful.
Oh yeah.
I was just going to talk about how the first recorded bits of air conditioning were passive air conditioning techniques used in ancient Egypt. So in ancient Egypt, they had the first. You know how you can have air conditioning units sitting out your window?
Yeah.
So did they. And what were they? Wet reeds.
Okay.
Oh.
Wet some reeds, hang the wet reeds out your window, and the way they...
It blows air in and it cools the air.
Evaporative cooling, baby. And the way that they'd... The stones, the kind of stone that they'd use and the way they'd sort of form tunnels in the city allowed the wind to flow through. It protected everything from the shade, so it was all passive air conditioning.
That's cool.
They were clever. They were clever people.
Yeah, that is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that?
That was
is that
my...
the only history and or fun fact?
That was
about
my
air
favorite
conditioning?
Thing. I mean, like in ancient Rome, they used the aqueducts to cool their homes, so all the water ran through the walls of their houses to cool it.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
What is your guys' favorite film where air conditioning is a plot point?
I can't think of one.
I have one locked and loaded. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
It seems like a question you wouldn't ask unless you had one ready to
think
go.
Think about all the movies where a man crawls through an air vent.
Oh,
or an
of
air
course.
Duct. Yeah. Die Hard. That one, Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that episode of The Simpsons where Willie's in the air vents.
And he gets greased up, woman.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say Barton Fink has... is a lot about air conditioning and being too hot in a hotel room.
Mm.
Pretty good movie.
Oh, I don't know Barton Fink.
I haven't seen Barton Fink, so sorry.
Sort of a movie that only people that are very interested in screenwriting have watched.
Yeah. There's a bar in Melbourne called Barton Fink. That's all I know.
Oh, that's okay. I haven't actually heard of the movie. That I know. Rocks, I know the bar.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I knew it was a movie until maybe right now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess is it a pun because it has?
Well,
why didn't they call it Bar to Drink?
Because that's a terrible name.
But then
not everything has to be a joke, Kat. You can just name stuff. You don't have to make it into a pun.
I don't know if that's allowed. I haven't tested that theory, and I don't think I want to.
We should change the name of this podcast to Shut Up A Podcast. Is that better?
Okay. I have no stake in this. I think it'd be funny if you guys changed the name of the podcast just because I laid in a vote when I didn't have a reason to.
What about shut up?
Yes.
A section, and it becomes a podcast about waiting tables at a very busy restaurant.
But no, you're shutting them down. Or shutting them up, I guess.
Oh, shut down a section. Okay, that's our podcast about when you have to close the restaurant and it's busy and you are wait staff.
What a terrible podcast.
Yeah, well, what about facts that you know?
Here are some facts that I know.
About what?
About air conditioning.
Whoa!
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, they actually invented it in ancient Egypt.
Yeah, well,
where
actually,
everything
the fact
was invented.
That I have was from a lot later... than ancient Egypt is 180 AD, where they had these gigantic 3 meter wide fans and they could essentially cool down big old buildings. So I guess it wasn't passive air conditioning. It wasn't just wet reeds in a window, but full on fans and stuff.
Fans like with a crank or with arms?
That's the same. What do you mean?
So was it a fan like a handheld fan or was it fan like...
Do you think it was a 3 meter handheld?
You could have had multiple hands holding the fan.
Mm.
Or like, I want to know if it was flapping or rotating is what I want to know.
Actually, you know what? That's a good question because I actually don't know. I imagined.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think like Hayden is stalling because he doesn't know the answer.
Well, I was imagining something with big blades, but I mean, it doesn't say. It just says big wide fans. And they would move together with the turning of a wheel. So maybe it was giant fans.
No, it makes sense.
Like handheld, those flappies.
It makes sense if it were blade.
It would make sense if it was flappies, I think.
But it moves with a wheel.
Yeah, like cogs.
Yeah. I mean, cogs could do the flappy, but I think it would be easier to do cog, like just have three cogs all connected, because then it would move the blades in a circle.
I guess so.
You're using circles with circles. Hey, you don't then have to end it add in a lever or anything.
Look, there's literally no way to know. We'll never know. The first kind of air conditioner you could get were gigantic. These are the first air conditioners designed for homes. They were 2 meters high, 2 meters wide, and 6 meters long.
Oh, my God.
Which is so big. And they cost $10,000 to $50,000 US dollars, which in today's terms... is up to $600,000.
Jesus Christ.
Which I think is very funny. Having a $600,000 giant machine.
I mean, how effective were they? Does it say anything about their efficacy, or were they just like kind of like, oh, this is kind of blowing cold air on me? That's interesting.
I think it probably would have got the job done. If you're spending $500,000 on it, I think it probably had to do something. It must have.
Okay.
It must have been worth it, right?
Yeah, when they put air conditioners in the White House, I think it cost in today's money like $450,000 to do it.
But fair enough. Cool down the prez. Too hot. Can't work good.
I think it was. Was there a president in your country called Hubert or Hemb? Does he start with H?
I don't know. What are you asking?
The one, you know.
Was there a president called Hubert?
President?
Herbert Hoover. He was the first one to get their air house white conditioned.
Okay.
Pardon me?
The air house white conditioned. Don't correct yourself.
No, he got the air house
You're
white
right,
conditioned.
You're right, Cass.
Yeah. There was Herbert Hoover?
Herbie Hoove.
I thought it was Edgar, J. Edgar Hoover. Oh, no, that's the guy from the FBI, isn't it? Is that the guy from the FBI?
I don't know anything about American history. I'm not an American history person. I don't know.
Yeah, you're making America's future.
Mm, that's true.
Support again and get on Indiegogo.
Mm.
Yeah.
The summer holidays and the summer blockbuster are two hangovers from... Well, actually, they're two different things. Wait, so the summer holidays are hangover when people had to leave just wherever they were in summer because there was no air conditioning. It was hot as hell. No one could study because it was too hot. And the summer blockbuster came about when air conditioning was first invented in cinemas so that people had something to do and be cold. And so they, you know, made big old movies so you can see.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Jaws. That's why I was holding up the shark.
Oh, was Jaws the first summer blockbuster?
It was one of the ones that, like, made it because it used to be that all of these huge movies would come out more in the winter. And then Jaws, they were like, we're going to put it out in the summer. And then it was a huge smash hit. And they were like, oh, people want to go see movies when they don't have to go to school. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
People
they want to get out of
when they have heaps of free time, they want to sit in an air-conditioned room and be entertained. Huh.
Yeah.
wouldn't have picked it, but like, I guess, you know, you can never really predict what a human does.
No,
we're all free agents. Who would have guessed?
I guess, yeah, having Jaws released in winter would be weird. Because it's the beach movie.
It's a fun beach
movie.
Well,
it's set on the 4th of July, too.
Oh, right, yeah.
That is really your summer.
And that's summer for you guys, summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys don't live on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Nah, they didn't let us in. It is hot where we are.
Well, right now?
Apparently. Well, we got air conditioning in here.
What are you talking about? It's fine.
This morning, well, it was hot this morning. It was hot yesterday.
Is this what this podcast has come to? We're talking about the weather on the day we forgot. We're making
small
talk on here now.
It snowed for the first time in Los Angeles since I moved here.
It snowed?
Yeah, there was snow on the Hollywood sign
yesterday.
Oh
my God, that's magical.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Snow on the Hollywood sign sounds like a Lana Del Rey song.
That's kind of late, isn't it?
I got hailed on. I don't know.
Hailed on while you were hailing a cab. Man, this LA
that's
lifestyle.
That's New York, you're thinking.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Everyone drives in LA.
Yeah.
That's taxis.
I was on a long walk, and I was like, there's still 25 minutes left on this walk. I'm getting hailed on, but I don't feel like getting an Uber, so I will walk in the hail for the next 25 minutes.
Did it hurt? How big was the hailstones?
Yeah, was it hurty?
No, it was great. I was wearing a jacket. I was wearing a sweatshirt. It was fine. I had a paperback book with me because I didn't think I was going to get rained on, so I had to like hide it in my jacket and walk home.
That's good. It's like you're smuggling literature.
Mm.
Yeah, we've had some rough hailstorms. Remember that we had one year where it was really, really heavy and all the hail like wrote off a heap of cars, but we got stuck in a hailstorm in a pool. And
on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you come out of the pool, you're covered in red dots from where the hail just plummeted.
Yeah, it fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Because it was funny at the start. We're like, oh, this is fun. And then the hailstones just got bigger and bigger. It's like, ow, fuck.
It was pretty fun, though, because I dived further into the water to get away from the hailstones. And it felt like being in a movie where people are shooting at people in the water and you can see all the bullets coming. Because it felt like that.
Yeah, it felt like being shot.
It was like heated.
Exactly the same.
At least.
Pardon?
It was a heated pool, at least.
It was summer. It didn't need to be heated.
Mm. But you were getting hailed on?
Yeah,
it was weird.
Oh, yeah, it was Christmas Day. It was the height of our summer, and we got a hailstorm that rode off a bunch of cars and bruised children.
Melbourne weather is crazy.
Yeah, but it was cold enough. It was cold enough to be hailing, but it wasn't cold enough that you had to be in a heated pool.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense down here.
Yeah, it's...
I don't understand. Yeah,
no one does. No one does.
Hail means the same thing in Australia.
Yeah, it's ice.
Oh, yes.
It was pieces
it's
of ice falling
frozen
from
rain.
The sky.
Yeah.
But it was hot that day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a hot day. It was Christmas Day. Cool. We were in the pool. It was Christmas.
Look, don't worry about it.
You keep saying it was a hot day. It was a Christmas day, as if that means anything to me. I've never had a hot Christmas in my life.
Yeah, but see, the weather turns quick. The weather turns quick.
No,
here.
Yeah, I understand.
Sometimes the weather drops like 10 degrees in like, oh, it'll be like, what, 30 degrees for you? Yeah, in like an hour or two.
Yeah, good shit.
Yeah, maybe if you have air conditioning. Am I right,
fellas?
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I'm sorry for being on this show.
No, I've been Cass, and you have been wonderful. Mia Moore, where are we finding you?
I'm on Twitter at StopTweetingMia. We're running an Indiegogo campaign for the movie right now, and that's going to be in the description for this episode.
Yep.
I'd love it if you guys could come contribute, because we're shooting a movie in a trailer in my mom's driveway, so we need everything that we can get.
Cool.
Yes, donate, dig deep, pay up. I want to see this movie so badly.
Mm.
Oh my God, please, please give money.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.